Exclusive. Veteran entrepreneur Colin Wayne says Biden's economy taking toll on small business, it's worse than I've ever seen it. By Hannah Blow on May 11, 2022. Colin Wayne, a veteran, entrepreneur, and founder of Redline Steel, described by host Alex Marlowe as a Made in America success story, spoke to Breitbart News Daily about his background and beliefs, and his struggles as a small business owner in President Biden's America, stressing the importance of the silent majority speaking out. Wayne joined the military at 17, serving in three tours, Egypt, Iraq, and Afghanistan, before getting injured in Afghanistan and undergoing 15 months of physical therapy and lumbar block fusion surgery. Shrapnel went all the way through his right leg, Wayne explained. He ultimately landed on the cover of Iron Man magazine, which kicked off his fitness modeling career as he landed 50-plus magazine covers from Alabama. At that point his social media blew up, and he now boasts over 500,000 followers on Instagram alone. I'm a Christian and I believe that God opens doors and closes them for a reason, Wayne said, explaining that things continue to compound, and he realized he could be a voice for the voiceless. That is why Memorial Day that's coming up is so important to me. My business has donated over $5 million to charities, nonprofits, first responders, medical staff, partnering with great nonprofits like Habitat for Humanity, Midnight Mission, and USA Cares, he said. In 2016, Wayne founded his business, Redline Steel, the largest customized steel manufacturer in the nation, which focuses on American-made home decor, including patriotic Christian faith-based custom monograms as well as canvas items and mats. Even President Trump purchased a flag from us, and he sent me a thank you note that he signed when he was in the White House, Wayne said. It's all made in the United States, domestic raw materials. That's another huge component of what we do is domestic sourcing. And it's been a huge challenge for supply chain, he continued, telling Breitbart News Daily that it is the worst he has ever seen it. Listen. Breitbartmiddle.Colin Wayne, May 10, 2022. Sourcing domestically, Wayne said, is an issue, as they are having to order from up north, in Michigan and different places that we have never as a company had to do. It is compounding efforts, he said, explaining that his business did over 1 million orders on their website direct to consumers last year, but shipping rates still went up. You know, you look at inflation holistically across the border. I think they're saying it's around 7.8%. You know, we're seeing a substantial increase on the steel side, which is our primary domestic material, Wayne explained. This past year has been, I'd say over the past 15 months really since he took office. It's worse than I've ever seen it, he said, noting that he has not paid himself since March of last year. Rather, he is investing back into the company. I'm happy to be in the black, he said, later adding there is no incentive for domestic suppliers. President Trump was trying to do a lot from tariffs that took place. I think there's still a lot of room to go, but I don't see a lot of economic incentives, he said, adding that Biden's Build Back Better plan has not accomplished anything. If you really look at his plan, he wants to unionize everything, and so we're getting closer to a communist country, he said, adding that there is not enough being done, which is what inspired him to start another business, his software company Drophook. He seeks to totally reimagine the entire dropship landscape and provide through technology a direct integration with vendors to source their products to thousands of merchants and add products to their store with one simple click and no cost to the end merchant or vendor. Ultimately, the successful entrepreneur also spoke of the importance of using his massive social media platforms to speak out and inspire other Americans to do the same. I think that it's imperative. I think more now than ever, we get labeled as the silent majority and that shouldn't be the case, that we should be the loud and proud. Like we should literally be vocalizing what's on our mind and not afraid of stating what's obvious. Censorship and it's real, and I think that if you can use your voice for a louder cause, it's imperative to do it, he added.